short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Augusta Michaels, how can I help you?
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. Could be better than Tuxedo Boys. Let me explain. I was wondering if you guys have any glue stuck on me, back to me. That would be cool for this money. I'm just playing. The reason I need some glue is I'm in a dispute with the Tuxedo Boys. My band, Blue Said by the Snake, was playing an open mic, and the Tuxedo Boys are in the stands causing a ruckus. They're acting like Timon and Pumbaa and Rafiki's Mango Parlor. So now I play the role of Scar, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to glue a blueberry to the Tuxedo Boys' touring van. I'm going to do it, because you can't mess with my music. You can't do it. You want to knock on my door on a Scarlet Moonlight, bring me to my ex-wife's house, and, you know, give me a beating? That's fine. I've been knocked out 3 times at Alpaca Farm. But to mess with my music? No way. So what I'd like from you all is to get the best glue y'all got. I'm going to glue a little blueberry to the Tuxedo Boys car. To the Tuxedo Boys car.
I think the best glue we've got is E6000. That works pretty good. Pretty industrial, waterproof, and all of that.
How long do you think that would last on the Tuxedo Boys van?
Probably a lot. I mean, my mom has it on her, like, a ball outside, and it's lasted about a year, so
hot.
It's pretty...
Yes! The Tuxedo Boys are going to look like fools, you know? I mean, good luck, Timon and Pumbaa, working in, as tall people in Mustafa's walking stick emporium. Look, would you got, would you, if a van pulled up with a little blueberry on it, would you laugh?
Probably.
Well, all right! Well, I'm coming to the store. Thank you. So here's the thing. I didn't know what humor was in the past. I've almost died 3 times. I got tased 42 times. I woke up and I realized what is funny, what ain't. And a blueberry? A blueberry on the Tuxedo Boys van? That's a hoot. I'll be in later today. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, the Tuxedo Boys. Hi, it's Dr. Nomia, and we are in the midst of the fear of texting. What was it? Texting vexations. Yes, mistakes made in communicating by text reciprocally. But I want to tell you first, it's WRCT Pittsburgh. Yes. And I also want to tell you that I discovered by happenstance something that may be very helpful for those of you who have an abject problem with parsing texts or creating texts. More so, I think, with creating texts. You know, if you're really underskilled with emoting in your text to make your message clear, this may help. I don't know if you know, do you know the app Pergo? I guess it's short for Purgatorio. Yeah, it's a app that you can download Pergo, and it will communicate with sad souls in purgatory. And why this is so effective, I think, for those of you who are underskilled with communicating by text, is that those sullen souls in purgatory, they're just so distraught and so disorganized that it's very difficult to understand what they're on about. And I guess the whole purpose of this Pergo app is so that you can help them, you know, feel better. And, you know, I mean, I saw someone I know was using it and telling me about it. And, you know, for a few, moments or something, I was on there. It was just, for me, it was just very tiresome because, my gosh, getting to what somebody's situation is in purgatory. I mean, they're figuratively and literally that they're at a loss for words. I guess it's just so, it's not hellish, but it's very stymieing. So anyway, when I left my friend who was telling me about this and showing me this, I thought, you know, this may be able to help people be a little bit more specific in their own text writing skills. And, you know, it kind of forces a person to, I would think, to be able to ask the questions, to try to get clarification. Now, I can't promise you because I didn't really hang around long enough to see if there was a way of getting some better clarity with these disembodied souls that were not tormented but just seemed so sad, so very sad, you know, a gnashing of teeth, wringing of hands kind of sad. So it may help in your own skill set, in increasing your skill set to ask those proper questions that give you information that help you shape your texting to really understand clearly so that you can respond clearly, okay? Pergo. Download the app. I'm not making a commercial for Pergo. It's just I have no idea if it's free. I nothing. But it's short for Purgatorio. And again, you're able to communicate with disembodied sullen souls. All right, we continue.
Bye. Thank you.
like mashed potatoes. They're yucky. Do you like mashed potatoes?
Na, na, na. You hear those nice farts? Da, na, na, na. cheese doop. Hear those farts, aren't they cool? Hear those songs I'm playing on a keyboard. Like my song, it's a beautiful keyboard, isn't it? I throw M&M's in Mitchell's face. I got a dog playing the keyboard. Name is Dylan and he's really cool. He farts too too and he poops all the time. He pees da na 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 na. He eats banana peels and he eats bananas. And he's in our room right now. Tweety Bird's a pillow and a guitar. Goodbye.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Yes, it's Jazz Corner, one-to-one with Kevin Amos. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more.
The Don Juan Love Hour. Love palettes and a side of word salads. The Don Juan Love Hour provides all the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving during the Don Juan Love Hour. Wednesday starting at 2 p.m. exclusively on WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh.
Said, now hurry, hurry, gal, you love is dead. Got me a letter this morning. Don't you know what it said? It said, now hurry, hurry, 'cause that gal you love is dead. Well, I grabbed my suitcase, headed on up the road. When I got there, she was on that cooling board. Well, I grabbed my suitcase and headed on up the road. And when I got there, she was laying on that cooling board. Well, I walked up close and looked down on her face. Said, "You were a kind-hearted woman, you'll be good on Judgment Day." Well, I walked up close and I looked down on her face. Said, "You were a kind-hearted woman, you'll be good on Judgment Day." Was at your burying ground. Didn't know how much I loved you till they started to let you down. Seemed like 10,000 was standing at your burial ground. Didn't know how much I loved you till they started to let you down. Well, I felt so bad till the sun went down. Didn't have nobody to put my arms around. Well, I felt so bad till the sun went down. I didn't have nobody to put my arms around. Ain't been but four women I've ever loved in my life. That's my mother, my sister, my dead gal, and my wife. Ain't been but four women I've ever loved in my life. Well, that's my mother, my sister, my dead gal, and my wife.
What will you have for dinner, my lovelies? What will you have?
I'm looking for a really good cut of meat.
Ah, someone special for dinner.
Why, yes.
Cannibal girls. They're young, beautiful, and very, very sexy. They love every man they meet. Cannibal girls. In order not to offend or horrify those in the audience of a squeamish or prudish disposition, the sound of a bell will warn you when to close and open your eyes, so that you may avoid witnessing certain scenes of an especially erotic or gruesome nature. Cannibal girls, they love every man they meet. First to death, then for dinner. American International Pictures presents Cannibal Girls, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. Strange if you know that you're a wizard of three. I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all after day, Graham Bell. They all after Edison and also when Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, so just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two, and you know two heads are better than one.
Faudrait que j'efface mon historique de loser magnifique, que je trouve ma place entre la fureur et la grâce. Mauvais danseur, je rate toujours les premiers pas, je panique. Paumé du cœur, je nage dans mon.
so good.
Sudah raja mengeluh persudu boloku. Jangan aja sih dah. Aduh. Atau buah udaku. Itau. Ulbalak buah buah udaku.
Nama lu gaso ulu. Aisyah lu maradu adu. Tungi parpangi iran batodongi sidaluda alu amangga paluga pagogo paluga amu Ia mapangawara
Olola
Basa saya tutup imu ara
Olola
Olola Sudah raja Bau lah kuasa dua loki
Iya aku kuasa dua loki
Nabi doa mi kuasa dua loki
Hei, juara dungdam, juara panik
molo per se bulu mun ho me dwani ala ko bulu nan ha me dwani
ba 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 ga be mu pa ula ko ta ipa wa
ha te horwa ilu ga ko sa tu ba mu tu ban selak ro be mu da ke
pa ula
da ola ka dre ba be ko juara lu ba
pa ula pa ci bulu
molo per se bulu mun ru ki me jena tamar babu ba dia
ido
no sa bulu pi itu
ola
Jadu Madina Tapulua Alu
Oloa
Harupa Gogo Mameluga
Oloa
Asasa Tita Tijabu
Oloa
And that's it, folks. It was a pleasure to be with you today. It's Dr. Nomia saying a fond farewell until next Thursday, 11 a.m. Hopefully I shall join you. But I want to tell you that coming up shortly is the Indy Broom 500. And you know what? If you want to know about New Wave versus, what would it be?
City pop versus country.
Ah, okay. All right. So, you know, it's a little bit of an educational thing for you. We here at WRCT like to provide some semblance of betterment, enlightenment, and your musical, heighten your musical awareness, okay? So anyway, bye.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, 1750 watts in most directions. This is Chewing Gum by Amel and the Sniffers. I'm going to come at you with the radio music calendar very shortly, so stay tuned. This week, we are, as you heard, doing city pop versus country. We'll see how these racers will fare. Music is a little bit easier to talk over, only slightly, than Melbourne punk, but I just wanted to talk to you, you know, from the bottom of my heart. No obligation to say these things, except for the ones imposed by our station manager, but for the first time, the Andy Warhol Museum and Carnegie Mellon University School of Art MFA program co-present a joint exhibition, Holding Still, Holding On, where five artists employ diverse approaches to storytelling through mediums including photography, painting, archival assemblage, sculptural installations, text, sound, and film. Their works collectively explore the intersections of memory, place, and belonging, together revealing art's unique capacity to hold and transform complex personal and collective history.